with our summer 2020 virtual writing retreat. Oh my goodness, I had no idea how excited I was for this until I closed that door over there and said, goodbye everyone, I'm going to the writing retreat, which they knew was coming. But I realized that I've been feeling a little out of sorts this July. And it was happened when we moved to this new house, and I've been doing all of my work in the kitchen area, kitchen at the bar stool. We're trading spaces and constantly rotating with the kids. And we've constantly been engaged and been connected. And this morning I said to Matt, I'm like, I just figured it out. My productivity has plummeted in July. And here is what a change is, because I was doing what I shared yesterday and I went back to what works. What works? Meditation works. I meditated yesterday. What works? Oh, I can get into a space of flow, and I have not been able to find that. Okay, why haven't I been able to find that? Because there's been constant engagement and check-in, and it's all been lovely, and it's all been wonderful. But sometimes we need to carve out space like this to retreat and to focus and to get into a space of flow. Jennifer, that is brilliant. You checked into a hotel because this mama needs a quiet place to work for a few days. Oh, I love that. You know, you just made me think, one of the things that I need to do to finish preparing for this day is to lock that door, because I hear them going by out there. So I'm gonna lock it and really close myself off to the rest of the household for this writing retreat and this writing retreat experience. And I also want to invite you to look around your space right now. Look around your space and identify if there's anything that, nope, that does not fuel my creative mojo. It doesn't give me creative mojo. It does not fuel me. Look around and identify if there's anything missing. Do you want some candles? Do you need some paper? Do you want a pen to write with versus being entirely on the computer? I meant to bring a candle with me, and I snuck up here so excitedly that I did not grab a candle, so I might do that for myself. But otherwise, I'm good. I'm sitting on the floor right next to the bed. I don't have a desk or a workspace like that yet here in this new place. So I'm just going to hunker down in here. And when I go to write during our writing session, I'm going to hop in bed for that. But I want it to be a little bit more upright for our presentation time. Oh, Shay might grab some comfy pants and grab her favorite notebook. Awesome. No guilt. Yes. Yes. No guilt. Exactly. Exactly. No choice. You want all the things your spouse is across from your daughter will be joining you for. Yes, should have gotten a hotel. Next time. Plant those seeds. Okay. So did anyone else identify anything that needs to go or that you need to get? Even just a show of hands. Anything missing? Anything you need? Is everybody good to go? If you need to get anything, Sarah, I thought of you actually when I was thinking through this. I'm like, I bet Sarah's got the whole setup in the office. Good to go. You're not sure where it is? Okay. You need to leave the whole mess of a space. I get it. Because, oh, you don't have a lighter anymore. You'd have a candle. I know. We had that problem too. I got the candles. We didn't have anything to light them with. I'm so with you. We had to order some. We're doing a lot of little onesie twosie ordering here. Oh, okay. So I want to invite you to take a moment to get those things that you need right now. You will not miss anything. Take a minute, take 2 minutes, go and get those things that you need. I'm gonna watch the clock for a couple of minutes for anyone to go grab those things and to reorganize your space and to set up your space. Because I want us all to be in a space where we are ready to focus as best as we can. I know that there are limitations. I won't totally be able to make those kids be quiet with where I'm seated. That would not be productive or good for them. Then that's not good for me. It's cyclical. You know how it goes. But I want to make sure that we're as ready as we can be. And with that, about a minute and 30 seconds left or a minute and 15 seconds left, I'm going to go lock that door. Be right back. Still here with you. And, oh, one more thing. All right. I also, while there isn't much in this room, the closet door was also open and the bathroom door connecting to the master bedroom was also open. So I closed those as well because I could kind of see a peek in and I can feel the mojo from a cluttered closet. There isn't much in there, but still. And I closed those doors as well. So I have this space and this container without being able to see those things and those distractions. And here we go. All right. Oh, I gotta mention, we're gonna do this and we are stepping into this retreat now because it's a writing retreat. We're going to kick this off with a little writing. Karen is here. Yay. Hey. Let me review the agenda real quick and make sure everyone has access to this. So I'll share my screen. If you haven't seen it yet, no worries. You are right on time. Oops. Oh, I don't need to share my whole screen to show you all my clutter. I don't want to stress anyone else out. Hold on one second. I'll just share that single document as we dive in and get started. Feel free to screenshot this if you don't have it. Today, we're going to spend a little time getting ready to write, revving up. That welcome session will be a little bit shorter tomorrow because we'll already be organized and in a space of flow and have our space set up. We are going to get a burst of creative mojo and flowing and flow before we begin to do our productive writing with Karen. I'm so excited about this. If you've been on the Open Studios, you may have heard Karen mention these. You may have got a sneak peek of what's to come. But I am so excited. I just set up a little poll and a little question for her beforehand, and I was already laughing and getting a good chuckle. So little forecast preview of what's to come there. Then we're going to set our goals for how we will use the time that we're writing. This structure, the goal setting structure we're going to use, the writing structure and the timeline that we're going to use is the flow that I also used when I wrote, I don't know, the 65,000 words over a short period of time last spring. Most of those were written over a 2-week period of time when internet was shut down when we were in Ethiopia. And then there were some words before that as well. But this flow is based in the research. I grabbed their name and I didn't have it in front of me. So I'm going to get back on this because I want to give the appropriate research to a PhD team in London, where they created and identified that the best writing flow was to not write for more than 90 minutes and to get up and move and make sure you nourish yourself with food. So we're going to design this and we're going to flow with this in a way where we're not stretching it. We're not pushing, but we're giving ourselves enough of a container to get into a space of flow. And we're giving ourselves a container to get accountable, to get some words written, to get some content produced, and to get ourselves organized around some of those things that we may be or may have been procrastinating on for a period of time, or maybe you just lost your productivity mojo like I did this month. So with that, after we do our goal setting and we get accountable to each other, we are going to complete our writing time. And that will actually be us individually breaking off and going to write in our respective spaces. And our retreats, for the first time ever, we structured them where we actually get offline or get off Zoom. You might still stay connected and be at the computer, or you might shift to paper. But last year was the first time we sort of split to get productive individually and then came back together. And we got a lot of words written. But I want to give us all some goals. I want us all today and tomorrow during that writing time to capture some metrics so we can get a collective that we collectively wrote, 100,000 words, or that we collectively wrote 30 blog posts, right? So I want us to track, what are we getting done in this writing time so that we can get some collective mojo and that collective power going together. Then we're going to come back and complete a writing review together as a group. And then we're going to do a workshop around business dreaming that we regularly check in on. We've got some new ways to look at that and to give ourselves a different lens about where we're going and where we're headed and what our vision is. And then we're going to wrap up today at 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central. That's as good as my time zone conversion gets. So I'm going to leave it right there. And then we'll be back tomorrow with a little bit of the same, with some nuances and some differences. Any questions about the flow of the day right now or the agenda? I'm not seeing any in the chat. Not seeing any? Okay. So we are going to dive into a little bit of a writing exercise that's really also going to serve as an excellent mid-year check-in. So pen in hand or have a place to write online. And we're going to dive into a reflection that I'm going to guide you through with just a few simple questions. I completed this reflection independently before we're stepping into this space. And I came up with some new things that I hadn't thought of before. So I'm excited for us to go through this together. And actually, before we dive into this writing, I'm going to get us some focus music. Oh, shoot. My focus track didn't pull up. So hopefully nothing crazy is happening when I put on this focus track for us now. Share, advanced, music. Oh, basic. Here we go. Okay. Can you guys hear that? No, it's so light and soft. Good. I wanted to start gentle to not hurt anyone's ears. I did that once. Can you hear that now? Just a hint? No? Nothing? Okay. Now? Okay. Just a little bit. A little background something. Okay, good. Well, not too crazy then. That's perfect. Okay. Let me know if it gets too loud. Give me a little wink, nod, wave, arm wave. Okay, with pen and paper or computer and space to type in hand, take a minute and write down your wins year to date, or if you want to look at quarantine to date, or if you want to look at quarter to date. Capture all of the wins that you possibly can. Win after win after win, big and small, that you had an aha about your productivity flow, a result you've accomplished in your business, a new contract that you have nailed, spending time with more family than you have before, than you have recently, that you overcame obstacles and challenges that we weren't expecting, that you've made big decisions about where your life and where your business are going, and you keep your head above water even though there is a ton going on, that you stand out as a leader, you are looked to as a leader, and you lead an incredible community and people are turning to you every single day for your guidance. That you've updated your shop and your SEO is firing on all cylinders. Oh, that one got louder. You heard back from the agent and things are moving ahead.
I'm doing good. Whoa. I'm on some new shit. Been saying yes instead.
Oh,
no.
We just switched. It switched off focus music to Taylor Swift. That's what happened. Like, what is this? This should not be Alpha Brainwave's focus music. And it most certainly wasn't. That you have clarity in who your ideal client is. Or you're one step closer to clarity. You've launched your challenge. You're learning about the data. You're making shifts, and you've made incredible forward motion. You finished the books. You started your program, you opened that launch, with more enrollments than you expected on day one. The studio is finally yours. You showed up for yourself. You pivoted your marketing strategies. Finally got the website redone. Launched your first ever group program and met your goals. Moving forward with a new experience for your business. And trying new things that you know are going to be game changers. We'll take another minute to write some of these down, then we'll move on to the next reflection. Okay. Now we are on to question number two. Now let's reflect on where you may be feeling most confident. As you look around your business, as you look around life, as you think through what's been happening the last quarter, the last month, the last year, the last 6 months, not the last year. Let's roll back, beginning of 2020. Where are you feeling most confident and where are you headed? Ooh. Where are you feeling most confident? Is it something in business? Is it a marketing strategy, a marketing tactic? The way you're engaging with your client? Is it a sales strategy? Is it how uniquely differentiated your product is? Is it on the unique deliverables that you have? Where are you feeling most confident? And as we look ahead to the next 12 months, thank you. There was nothing crazy happening in Slack. I think it was all sharing. As we look ahead, what are you excited to create? What are you most excited to create in the next 12 months? Looking 12 months ahead, there's a lot coming up. There's a lot you have planned. Surely there's a lot of unexpected that will unfold for all of us, if the last 6 months are any indication of that. What are you most excited to create in between all of the unexpected? As you get proactive and we get intentional, what fires you up? What's inspiring you as you look ahead to the next 12 months? And what's fueling you as you look ahead to the next 12 months? and then we'll dial it back to the next 2 days. Over the course of the next 2 days, we're going to be writing, we're going to be creating, we're going to be tuning in and getting intentional. What are you excited about over the next 2 days? Is it something you're going to write? Is there some other thing that's happening somewhere in life or in business that you're excited about over the next couple of days that you want to focus and bring some intention to and some attention on? All right. That brings us to the end. Oh, gosh, there's Taylor again. She is dying to come to our retreat. I love it. Ay, ay, ay. I've only made it a little ways through the new album, but I read some analysis that was pretty fun. So now I've got to listen and see how the analysis matches up. She's your fave. I know, it's a good one. When somebody does something like that over the last few months in quarantine, it's pretty incredible. So with this, we are going to, I want you to think right now, actually, of your top win. As you look at that list of wins, and we go back to the beginning, let's look at that top win and circle it. Highlight it if you're on paper, draw attention to it so you've got it and it's called out. And we are going to break into small groups just for a couple, 3 minutes, small groups of three. And we're going to share that win in our small groups. Oops, let me make sure. There we go. And we're going to share that win in our small group. So with that, we are going to share. I'm loading up breakout rooms into three to four. They're actually three participants per room. Perfect. We are exactly divided. Okay, cool. So if anyone needs to hop out, no worries. We'll do. Oh, that just shifted. Hold on. Let me see if I can get us into. Okay, we're going to have 2 to 3 participants per room. If you end up in a room where you are flying solo, pop on back into the main room. There'll be a button to get into the main room. And I'll keep an eye out and redirect people into new rooms as needed. So I'll keep an eye on that as well. And we're just going to take a minute apiece and share a win. Share that win because it's fuel and it's motivation for all of us. Your breakout room should be popping up on your screen now. And I will see you back here in 3 minutes. And I'll give you a 1 minute warning before we come back in. All right. Oh, perfect. I'm going to move.
Because the first few years in her business were just really stressful. Like, I got to control everything. And I know I've been attached to outcome a lot as well. So hearing that, and now since COVID, she's like, well, we can't control anything. So I'm just going to enjoy it. So just embracing that joy in her business, which is, I just think that's super inspiring. So it was really exciting to hear that.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And Jane, congratulations. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. That detachment from outcome is so powerful. Oh my goodness. All right. Now, thank you guys for sharing and participating in those reflections and those wins. Let's keep building upon what works and what is working for us all around us here as a group and as a collective and for us as individuals. Now, I am excited. We are right on time with our schedule, you know, give or take, right on time with our schedule to invite and welcome Karen Date. Am I right on the agenda? Yeah, I am. I am. I'm good on the agenda, I think. Wait, am I? Hold on. Time zones. Wait a second. What's happening? Yes, we are right on time with the agenda. Looking, that's not, nothing matches. All right, to welcome Karen up. Karen, perfect, there she is unmuted.
Hi.
Hello. I am so excited you are here.
I am super excited.
So awesome. So I'm just going to give a little bit of a teaser of what I know, but we are like rolling with this, and this is going to be a new experience for all of us because I have just said to Karen, let's do it. Let's do the creative burst. I've heard about it on Open Studio. I know she's been percolating and brewing this, and she's done it, the creative burst activities, with a couple of other people, actually at virtual retreats, Becky's virtual retreat and Callie's virtual retreat. So I heard it went well,
but yeah.
I
don't
know a lot of details. Yeah. So Karen, I'm going to let you take the stage and share your facilitation genius and virtual magic with us in this creative awesome. Burst as we prepare to write.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Amber. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited. As Amber said, I've done this twice. So I've just been testing out this idea that came up probably a couple months ago now. And the timing with everything going online just was perfect. And so I'm like, I don't have to even plan anything. I can just get out and try this. So so it's starting off really well. So we're gonna get your creative juices going. And we're going to do this first activity, which is called Me as a Monster, okay? So the challenge for you is to think about what would you look like if you were a monster. And I want you to grab a piece of paper, grab something to draw with, and this is not an artistic challenge, okay? This doesn't matter if you can draw. I can't draw to save my life, so no worries about that, okay? So if you were to look like a monster, how would you look, okay? And I'm gonna give you a few minutes to draw that, and we'll start that right now. And see if I can get this playing.
Looking in the lab of nature one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It got on in a flash. He did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They did the mash. It got on in a flash. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor von Shane's back by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. they played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash. In a flash,
they played the match.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Beck's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the match.
Okay, got one more minute.
Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Drax's a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris said
you. And you can mash.
You can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
All right. How's everybody doing? Got your monsters? Okay, so I want you to put your, if you don't have your cameras on, put your cameras on, because we are now going to see, you're going to hold up your monsters to the camera. I want to see these awesome monsters that you have created. So hold them up. Let's see. Nice and close. All right. Okay, we've got some sweet looking monsters. Nice. Okay, all right. So now what I would like to get a few of you to volunteer to introduce yourselves as your monster. Show us the picture, explain why you drew what you drew, so that we can just get the little idea of what kind of monsters we have out there. So who's gonna jump in? Yeah, okay, who we got here? We've got E. Marie.
Hello.
Hi, okay.
I maybe have a different interpretation of the word monster than other
That's
people.
Okay.
Monsters are things that are lovely and wonderful and interesting and fun.
Absolutely.
You can tell I read a lot of fantasy, but Monster Me is, I don't know, I think she's probably... like maybe scary to other people, but she's actually really nice.
Okay, so what does it look like? Let's see it a little more. Okay, nice. Yes, nice. Oh, lost audio. I can't hear you.
So that's me. I don't know. That's me as a monster.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Who else would like to share their monster? I think I saw another hand up somewhere. Come on, don't be shy. Creativity is about taking risks and being courageous. Okay, Nadia. Yay.
Okay. Pull mine up. I actually drew it in pencil.
That's okay. Nice.
I'm like you, Karen. I can't draw to save my life. But so I gave my monster one eye with beautiful eyelashes.
Nice.
And I have lots of arms.
Okay.
I have arms so that I can do all the things.
Sweet.
And I made like my feet instead of like regular feet. I have a mermaid tail.
I love it. That is so cool.
And I love water, so I would be like a monster of the water.
Oh, cool. I love it. That's awesome. All right. I would like to see at least one more monster. Who is going to share?
I'd like to share.
Jane.
Yeah. So this is my monster.
Nice. Tell us about it.
Okay. So, she's cute and fuzzy, kind of like a cat, so it's kind of like a Muppety monster, because I'm not super scary. Uh-huh. But I thought that my monster is running, because she's moving forward, because she's not afraid of anything, because she is the monster. And she has her mouth wide open, and she is not afraid to voice her opinions and be herself. She also has fancy eyelashes. And she's also got big ears so that she can hear her clients and figure out what their needs are. And she's holding a paintbrush and a sketchbook. And as you can see, the sketchbook, all the pages are falling out because yep. She's messy and she's okay with being messy.
I love it. That's so great. Thank you so much, Jane. That was really awesome. You guys are awesome. I love it. Okay, how about one more? Who is going to be brave and courageous? I need to see one more hand. Come on. Oh, Harley, yay.
I'll do it for everybody. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so I think I did this a little differently. Here's my monster, because I'm terrible at drawing as well. Okay. And so I cheated, and I just did a fluff ball.
Why are you saying cheated? That looks amazing. I love it.
Yeah, so I love texture. Texture is a huge thing for me in, like, everything in my life. And so I would have to be a soft, fluffy monster. And that's really it. That is where that went. I don't have anything clever as far as, like, everybody else did. I just want to be fluffy and soft.
You know what? Everybody has a unique monster, and I love it. That's absolutely perfect. So thank you so much for being brave and courageous and sharing your monster with us. So you guys did a great job. I have a poll that I'm going to share with you now through Amber. We got three questions. So first question is, how many of your monsters have one arm, two arms? Oh, actually, this is, okay. It was three separate questions. That's okay. That's okay. Okay, so let me just, we'll do it with hands up, okay? In the video, okay. So, that's okay. We all make mistakes, right? If your monster had two arms, put your hand up. Let me see. Okay, so I see lots of hands on the first page, lots of hands on the second page. Okay, if your monster had two legs, put your hand up. Let me see. Okay, so we've got two legs on that page. Yeah, got lots of hands on that page. Okay, if your monster had two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, put your hand up. Anybody see where I'm going with this? Yeah, I see some heads going, oh yeah, that's interesting. So you guys are probably far beyond a lot of the groups that I work with, because sometimes I have groups who everyone in the entire group has the sort of very standard features that a human would have. And what happens is it's so difficult to think outside of what we know as being sort of what we look like. So how do we change that perspective to think, oh gosh, like Nadia, I can have, I don't know, what did you have on your feet? Flippers or a mermaid bottom, right? Yeah, so we don't necessarily need two legs and two feet. We could be swimming through the water. Or if you think to some of the monsters that were in Monsters, Inc., the movie, some of them slithered, some of them maybe had wings. It's one of my favorite movies because it's so creative. Some of them maybe, I always want to have wheels. When I create it, I have wheels and wings, because then I've got like super awesome modes of transportation. I can zoom around. So this is part of what I do with creativity is I help people learn how to think beyond what we normally think about. So it's called divergent thinking. And that's part of the facilitation I do. So I've got lots of different types of activities to support that. And we're going to do one tomorrow that's really cool. And Callie, I did it with Callie and Becky too. And it's all about a hippo. So that's kind of fun. So I just want to pull up a picture. Can I share my screen, Amber?
I think so.
Let's see, how do I?
There should be a green button on the bottom.
Green button. Oh yeah, there it is. Perfect. Okay, so I am going to share my screen because I want to just pull up an image that just want to have a look at these monsters. Can you see them? Yes. So these are sort of some of the cast and the characters from Monsters, Inc. And you can see how so many of them have maybe three or four eyes so that they can see everything around them. And some of them have five or six legs. And so there's all this different type of images that you can create when you're thinking about what something might be. And this is just to get us outside of that traditional box that we kind of get stuck in every day. So this is one of my favorite activities. And when I'm doing it with a group for a long period of time, I'll get them to do it in the morning of the first day. And then I'll get them to repeat the activity at the end of the day on the last day. And it's really fascinating to see how some of the activities that we do in between can change their thinking to think more broadly and more be more creative. All right. So now, any questions about that? Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to a second activity. And this one is called the Toothpick Challenge, except that they're virtual toothpicks because I can't give you toothpicks. So I'm going to pull that up right now. And I'm going to flip over to here. Okay, so what you have in front of you is, imagine that you have 9 toothpicks and you have the number 100 in front of you. Okay, everybody see that? Okay, your challenge is to only move 2 toothpicks, okay, so or 2 of the sticks, and spell the word cat. Okay, so we're going from 100 to cat with only 2 moves, two toothpicks that are being moved. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about this. And see if I can find my other song to play. Here we go. See you all hard thinking. All right, almost time. Okay, so now I just want to see a show of hands. How many people think that they've got the answer? Let's see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Excellent. Let me see the second page. It's hard to see everybody all at once. So many people. How do I get to the second page now? How many on the second page, Amber? I can't see.
I've got Heather's hand up. I think Jerry Ann's was up. Callie and Lori, Jane, Christy, okay. Harley.
Okay, so for those of you who are still going, what the heck? This is, I can't figure it out. Let me give you a clue, okay? This is a clue. Now, for those of you who are struggling, see, does that help? Okay. Oh, yeah, I got to see some heads now. Oh, yeah, that helped. Okay. So for those of you who are still struggling, I'm not going to make you, hate me. So I am going to show you the answer. So here we go to the answer. Okay, so there's your 100. We will watch them move. And it's upside down. So, what does this have to do with anything? Somebody tell me, where am I coming from with this? Perspective, yes, absolutely. So this is really one of the challenges when we talk about creativity. People are like, oh, you know, I have to be more creative, or how do I be more creative? This is one way. So taking things, looking at things from a different perspective is how we can be creative. So for example, I was lying. This was a really weird one. I went to the beach the other day and I had a beach umbrella that I had put, you know, into the sand, and it was falling over and it was windy and it put, you know, I was really struggling with it. And I was like, would it be interesting if, you know, there was a beach umbrella that was in the ground and would pop up instead of up going down. And I could just, you know, like hit a little button and it would come out of the ground and pop up. So that is just sort of a, you take something that you always do one way and completely flip it around, turn it upside down. That's how new ideas are created. So, you know, sometimes they're wild and weird and wacky, but it's those types of connections that you can make from looking at things from a different perspective. And you have to remember that all of your clients, all of the people that you work with, will also all have different perspectives about what you do, what you write, what you say, how you do things. So this is one last activity just to sort of really show how perspective works. So I want you to take a piece of paper and just hold any kind of piece of paper up. All right, hold it up in front of you. We're going to just do a little activity here. One piece of paper, so not a book. You need a piece of paper. Okay. Okay, now you're going to close your eyes and you're going to follow these instructions. Okay, I can see if your eyes are open, so come on. All right, thank you, Christy. All right, I want you to fold your piece of paper in half. Excellent, fold that paper in half. Now I want you to tear off a corner. Okay, you're good. Fold that piece of paper in half one more time. Excellent. Tear off a corner. One more time, fold the piece of paper in half. Nadia is giggling away here. I love it. And tear off a corner. Okay, once you've done that, unfold your paper, open your eyes, hold it up and have a look at what everyone's papers now look like. So how cool is that when you realize that you just all had the same instructions and you all have different pieces of paper? Some have holes in the middle, some have holes in the side. It's always incredible when I do this activity and people look around and go, holy cow, how did that happen? So it really depends on how you folded it. Did you fold it? Some people will fold it on a diagonal. Did you fold off all the corners? Did you fold off just one corner? And you're doing that multiple times. So again, this really goes to show you how, you know, with the same instructions or the same writing, the same message, people are going to have different perspectives. And flipping that around, how you can have different perspectives about your work as well. So on that note, I just want to say I am so excited to have done these activities with you, Maura. I have some new ones that I'm going to do some new ones tomorrow. And if anyone has any questions, I would be happy to answer them. If you think you're like, what the heck is Karen doing? This is so weird.
Oh my goodness. So fun. Thank you, Karen. Totally in a different space, energetically, mindset, everything has shifted. Even from the beginning, when I started drawing my monster, when you turned on the music, things shifted for me. I'm like, oh, different mood. I started adding some different things to the monster. So from the beginning, like, oh, okay. Stepping out of every day. Totally.
Yeah, it's amazing how the music can change your perspective as well, right? So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good reminder. Does anybody have any questions or any reflections? anything you want to change about your writing space after that? I know I've got to have music for my time because that was like game changer right there. And even when we flipped from brainwaves to Taylor, woo! Still stuck in old ways. I was trying to control the snowflake activity. I saw, oh, Amber's trying to control this.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's something there. Yeah.
And letting go of control is really essential for creativity. You got to sort of open yourself to the unknown and ambiguity and sort of be comfortable sitting in that space of, I don't know where this activity is going and I don't know what it's going to look like and I'm just going to go with the flow, so.
Oh, so awesome.
Cool. No, all right. Well,
thank you.
I will have some more stuff for tomorrow.
Perfect. We are so ready for it. What a great way to step into writing now. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
All right. So much fun. And I love the virtual toothpick flip. Everything is possible. We can change things up all the time. That's so incredible. Now we are going to flip into a little bit of writing action. But before we step away to write, let's be sure we have some goals and we have some clarity on the writing that we want to get done. So I asked before this morning, I mean, an hour ago, this morning's all over the place. I asked what you were excited to get done in the next 2 days, what you were excited about in the next 2 days. Now we're going to focus it in. What do you want to write in the next 2 days? Now, oftentimes we know this from creating our annual plans, bringing them into 90-day or 6-week areas of focus, and then into our Make Magic Monday post where we get some momentum, that many times we identify more than we can possibly get done in a space of time. And that's okay too. If you identify extra things, that's okay right now if they're on the list, because we also have an opportunity to prioritize. So take 30 seconds to identify the things that you want to write in the next 2 days. Next 2 days, what do we want to get done? Okay, now we are going to go with Taylor because she's up.
I'm doing good, I'm on some new shit. Been saying yes instead of no. I thought I saw you at the bus stop, I didn't though. I hit the ground running each night. I hit the Sunday matinee. You know the greatest films of all time were never made.
We're gonna go 20 more seconds on that to write down what we want to get done in the next 2 days.
You never know, never know. And if you wanted me, you really should have showed. And if you never bleed, you're never gonna grow. And it's all right now. But we were something, don't you think so? We're in 20s, tossing pennies in the pool.
Okay, now we're going to take 30 seconds, a minute, to prioritize. Let's go with a minute. To prioritize of that list of everything we want to get done in the next 2 days in our writing retreat. We've got two solid 90-minute blocks. What's most important? What's second most important? What's third most important? If you've got 4 items. 5, keep on going down that priority list. Layer in your priorities.
We never painted by the numbers, baby, but we were making it count. You know the greatest loves of all time are over now. I guess you never know, never know. And it's another day waking up alone. But we were something, don't you think so? Roaring 20s, tossing
pennies in. Now that you've prioritized, we've got 90 minutes in our first writing session today. So let's estimate, we're ballparking it. How many things on that priority list do we think we can get done today based on the 90-minute block of time that we have? So how long is priority number one going to take you? 30 minutes, an hour, or all 90 minutes? If it's going to take you all 90 minutes, that's it. Stop there. You've identified what you're writing today. If it's going to take you 30 minutes, go down to priority number two and layer that in, unless it's a two-hour activity. Then you don't have time for it. You don't have time to complete that today. You could get started. You could divide it into two blocks if it's easily divisible, right? But if you really need 2 hours of solid flow, don't start that today. So identify what you have time to get done today. Take a minute for that.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest.
Getting a full run of what's recently been in my track. I don't know all the words to this one. This is background music. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Gonna let somebody's on next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fucked you over cause you let him. Fucking girl, I guess you didn't know any better. There it is. Girl, sorry, that man didn't show any
other. Sorry, you're special. Certain is your love that holds me together.
All right. You've been killing the vibe. Now, have you identified what you'll be focused on writing in our writing block today? Yes? Okay. Anybody? Any no's? Any no's out there? Any no's? Watching for the no's? I'm not seeing any no's. Everybody's good? Okay. Now we're going to get some accountability. Got to have music unless it's a battle scene. Then it's silence. Yeah, I like the music. I like the music. And I've got to remember, because if I start writing, then I'll just sit there and, what? Something's off. And I won't consciously come to it. Got to turn it on first. Okay, now that you've identified what you're going to write and you've set a goal around what you're going to get done today, we're going to break into our groups and I want you to share. We're going to be in three groups again. We're going to take about 4 minutes apiece and share what you're going to write. And if you're stuck on anything, if you need feedback from anything, feel free to ask. But this is primarily about sharing and getting accountable to each other on what we are getting done today. So with that, I'm going to break us into those groups right now. And same thing. They're actually the same breakout groups. So if someone disappears, if someone isn't there, I'll reroute you. No problem. I'll keep an eye on that or pop on back to the master room if you feel like you've been forgotten. I won't be intentional, I promise, but it has happened before. And with that, we're going to go into breakout rooms. Okay, cool. And we are going to share what you are committed to getting done today. And let me reshuffle some of these. And if you're stuck on anything or have a quick question, feel free to ask that now as well. Ready, set? Here come your breakout rooms. Nine minutes to step away. Actually, let's do this together real quick. Hey, before we sit down to write, because we're going to be sitting and writing for 90 minutes, take a minute to stand up, stretch it out. Arms, I need to give my legs a stretch after curling up on the floor. Legs a stretch, arms a stretch if you need it. Neck rotation, side to side, all around. You're so not doing that, Cameron. I love it. Oh, one of the groups that I'm in, he says, if you're not on camera, I'm kicking you out. I'm like, ah! So I leave my camera on, and my kids are constantly like, okay, hey, guys, hey. Making dinner, doing my thing. Yes, we do need your chair yoga. Good call, Callie. All right, final twist of the hips. Oh, man, all right. Let's do it. Okay, now you have 7 minutes. If you need to refill your drink, I need to refill my water. I'm gonna refill the coffee. I'm gonna relock my door and we're gonna knock it out. Light that candle, find your matches. Sorry, who didn't have else have a lighter? Yeah, was that Harley? Someone didn't have, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Anything you got to create that space, you've got 7 minutes, then set your timer. Meet us back here in 97 minutes. 97 minutes. And we're going to regroup and we're going to bring this day to a close and set ourselves up for more success tomorrow. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for doing this together. It is so much more fun to know that we are holding each other accountable to getting something incredible done today. And we're going to report back in 96 minutes. Go time. I love you all. Let's do this. Oh, there's Evie too. Go, 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 go. We've got this. We're going to knock out some words. Come back with word counts if you want, if that motivates you. I am excited to see our collective productivity, what you got done, number of blog posts, bring anything you've got back. And we go get your lunch, grab some lunch with that writing or before that writing, either way, however you break it down. And we'll see you back here in 96 minutes. I am actually gonna close the room, but we're gonna meet in the same exact spot when we regroup in 96 minutes. So here we go. Unless there are any other questions, going once. All right, perfect. Love you all, see you soon.